I changed my mind. Might as well go on and tell the awful truth. I got whooped. There it is, right out in the open. And that's about the awfulest truth I can imagine. In this big land of ours, there's a certain number of dogs that get whooped every day. But for cow dogs and heads of ranch security, it ain't a common occurrence. In fact, to some of us, getting whooped is not only unpleasant, it's unthinkable. I mean, you spend your life learning the security business. You learn tactics and strategy. You learn to use your eyes and your nose and your ears. You learn to cut for sign. You learn the difference between good and evil, and you devote your life to protecting the good. But fellers, it's hard to protect the good and combat evil when any old jake-legged mutt can come onto the ranch and give you a whooping. It sort of undermines your credibility. Maybe I shouldn't pass along any classified information about the fight. I mean, I'm telling this story, and I can tell it any way I choose. And I just might not choose to advertise the gloomy facts. What's to stop me from changing things around and saying that I whooped Rufus and ran him off the place with his tail between his legs? Well, in the first place, it's fairly common knowledge that Doberman pinchers don't have tails because they've been chopped off. Don't ask me why, that ain't my department. All I can say is that some dogs get their tails chopped off, and when that happens, it's not possible for them to get run off a ranch with their tail between their legs because they don't have a tail, don't you see? In the second place, if I changed the story around, it would be a big, nasty lie. And furthermore, I get the feeling that I'm just rambling to avoid telling about the fight, which is still a very raw spot in my memory. All right, it's time to get serious. I'd advise you to sit down, take a deep breath, and get a good hold on your chair, because what follows is liable to be the most electrifying, terrifying, scarifying, mortifying, disturbifying, and shockifying stuff you ever heard. One last word of warning before we go on. I'd suggest you lock the doors and windows and draw the blinds, and don't let the kids read this. I don't want the children to know that I got whooped. All right, enough said. Here we go. Get hold of something stout and hang on.